State University of Louisville in Louisville. Tom, how are you doing today?
Fine. We're doing quite well, Sarah, except for the fact we have cloudy skies as usual in Louisville. People are looking for our Cohotec still has a bit of a problem.
Well, Cohotec is what I wanted to talk to you about, Tom, and let's get right into that. I walked out on my front porch last night, and it was a beautiful, clear, crisp evening. Did I or did I not see Cohotec?
No, you did not, because Cohotec is only visible at this time, during this week, in the next couple of weeks, in the morning sky, about 12 to 30 degrees above the horizon. Now, if you walk out on your porch anytime after the 28th of December, say, perhaps give a few days for it to get away from the sun, around the first couple of weeks in January, you will be able to see it on the crisp night right outside your door over in the western sky. But as of right now, Cohotec is in the eastern sky, visible sort of the east-southeast with proper binoculars. I haven't had any naked eye viewers yet, but I think it's not because Cohotec isn't there, but probably it's because of the fact that we just don't have any clear days here in Louisville. I don't think we have any chance, but we've had nothing but clouds for the last few days.
Do you have any idea what that was last night?
It was probably a planet. It could have been Venus. Venus has been out. I haven't checked in the last few days. But Venus has been out, and so has Jupiter. So there are two real super bright planets. Actually, Cohotec right now is probably no brighter than, well, it's not as bright as the stars in the Big Dipper, even. It's about like most of the stars in the Little Dipper, with the exception of the North Star. So it's what we call a fourth magnitude star right now. A fourth magnitude bright, not a fourth magnitude star, but about as bright as a fourth magnitude star, which is pretty dim. It would, I think, take binoculars to see it. I have had several people that reported having seen it with small, inexpensive telescopes. It does have a tail about 2 million miles long now, but it would be kind of hard to see it and know what you were seeing with the naked eye, unless we're in for a whole lot more than we expect when the clouds lift.
Sort of hard to put these types of things in layman's language because the distances and so on are really breathtaking when you think about it, but just exactly what will Cohotec do you think, as far as the average person is concerned?
Well, actually, Cohotec, Ron, is sort of a layman's celestial occurrence, really. Comets are more for the ordinary person like you and me than they are for very fine-minded astronomers. The Cohotec, insofar as the average person is concerned, would probably not be quite as bright as Halley's Comet was back in 1910. It'll probably be a little brighter than the comet that some of your listeners will remember as being visible in 1970, which was Comet Bennett. It will have a tail, we think now, about 15 million miles long, which will cover perhaps 1/12 of the sky. It will be visible very clear to the naked eye. We hope that it will be as bright as Venus, which is what you probably saw last night over in the sky. We hope it will be that bright, but we don't know for sure. You can predict probably almost anything in the sky better than you can meteors and comets, because you just don't know exactly how bright it's going to be, what tail is going to form or not. Probably the best time for your listeners to look at the comet will be from about the 5th to the 20th of January, and this will be visible shortly after sunset in the western, in the southwestern sky.
I imagine that the interest in Cohotec has shown up on a day-to-day basis where you work. Have you noticed more people visiting the planetarium here lately?
Well, yes, this is true. We have, of course, our Christmas program going on now, which is the Star of Bethlehem, and it is always jam-packed in the month of December, but we are planning a special program on the comet Cohotec throughout the whole month of January, so all of our shows during January will be involving the comet Cohotec. These are Friday night at 8, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 3, and 5.